Log Talk Radio.
We kind of got everything worked out. I think we got Mr. Clint back on board. He's going to be calling in here. I want to say hello to Mr. Sean Bales. He is hanging out in the chat room today. Oh, we also want to say hello to all of our other guests in there hanging out, having fun, because guess what day it is? It's time for the camel to go home because he's drunk. It's not Wednesday or hump day. Whoop, whoop. No, it's just Monday. So, there you go. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I was busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. I mean, I did some promotional events for Car-Mart Friday afternoon. And then Saturday, we had the big event over at Muskogee, Oklahoma with Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing over there doing the ring announcing and helping out with the music for that big event. And so I slept most of the day Saturday. But then you can tell it's getting fall. I mean, it is. I mean, it's gorgeous out there today. Not too hot, not too cold. So, there you go. Want to say hello to all of our great listeners out there. Don't forget, coming up later, we're going to have our birthdays. We're going to have comments and questions. So, if you hear something we're talking about that you want to call in and call about, I think we're going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view last night. Yes, WWE has had two new world champions in a 24-hour period. And we'll discuss that. We're going to go over the results from Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. Two new champions were crowned. Women's champ was crowned. You got some great fights. We'll go over that here in just a little bit. We're going to wait for Clint to join us in our little soiree. I hope Clint didn't fall asleep waiting. Also, we're going to be going over mine and Clint's football picks. We know it's preseason, but we've got to start getting our practice in. We got to work on something. Anybody is welcome to join in on this, and we're going to come up with a prize or something starting for the regular season. Who has the most correct picks throughout the season? And anybody want to pick, call in, or send in their picks or predictions, they're more than welcome to do that. 111, you're getting started early this week, busting our chops, aren't you? I'm hanging up on you right now. He's not even waiting anymore. He's hanging up because he knows he's not going to get on the air. I'm going to say this one more time to Mr. 111111111. I know you're one of JT Tilly's cronies, so why don't you just have the balls to go ahead, put your name, instead of hiding behind a ghost number. I mean, come on. You want to step up to the plate, have the balls to admit your real name and all that stuff. Otherwise, just be a sniveling little bitch hiding behind a ghost phone number. And that's how I see that. But, you know, you hang out with JT the Cheat Tilly, so we know what kind of deal that is. Wait a minute, did I say balls on the air? Well, I guess I did. What do you think, Sean? Am I a little too rough on Monday already? Sean Bales is in the chat room. Sean has become a loyal listener of both the Greg Squirrel Show and XFI Live, so we appreciate Sean Bales. I guess I'm going to have to pop on Clint and remind him that, well, hey, buddy, because he sent me a text message early this afternoon making sure we're going to have a show. And, of course, you know, we got everything back on schedule. Where is Clint? There he is. I thought that was him. Anyway, we'll find Clint. We'll get him back on here. Try to get everything back in order. We also want to say hello to Lena J. So, welcome, Lena J. She didn't stay long. Boy, she bopped right in and bopped right out. That's all right. Let me go over here and remind Clint. Hey, yo, dude. Yo, dude. We got a show to do. All right. All right. All right. How many times have I said all right yet? All right. I also want to say hello to my cousin out there, Diane Cavender. Cavener. I keep wanting to put a D in there. Apparently she was doing a little bar dancing again and fell off and messed up her foot. So she's on crutches and she is not liking it one bit. But, you know, that's what happens if you... if you stay off the bar, that won't happen. Who's ready for some regular football to come around? I mean, I'm enjoying the preseason stuff, but I'm kind of ready for these guys to get their head out of their butts. And let's do this thing for real. Oh, wrong button. I'm getting the picks ready for when Clint calls in. Let's see here. Yeah. I think Clint don't want to call in because he knows I kind of kicked his butt this weekend. And I ain't lying about that. You think I'm lying? No, 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 no. I had some good picks this week. It is what it is. We had some where we both lost, which hardly ever happens. So anyway, we're just waiting on Big Sean Bales. You all need to go to Fort Smith October 26th. Sean, if you're near a phone, why don't you call on in here? We'll talk about it real quick. Sean Bales is going to be making... for XFI, October 26th, Extreme Night of Champions. Going to be some great fights. Eric, from what I understand, just about, and Clint can verify this better than I can, every title on that show is up for grabs. So that's going to be an exciting night. Limited room only, ladies and gentlemen. So they only got about 800 seats maximum for this show. So very limited, prestigious tickets for this event. So if you plan on going, to this event, you need to go to XFI website, thexfi.com, and get on the tickets and hook them and get them. I was going to say hook them up fast, but get your tickets swept up fast because they are going like hot taters. Hot taters, that's a word I haven't said tonight. Don't forget, we also got Monday night preseason football. Does that mean that we get to hear Carrie Underwood's new version of the, or was that last night? I don't know. I was chasing cats last night, ladies and gentlemen. Babysitting or house sitting. Not really house sitting, just kind of checking on the pooches and the kitties for my sister. Happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Michael Murders. They were out of town, and they asked, of course, they asked me to check on the animals whenever possible, and that's what I did. So there you go. Oh, well, she must not be hurt too bad talking about a cousin. She's getting ready to go to Vegas, so she can't be hurt too bad. Wow, how's that? You break your foot? Go to Vegas. Wonder if I could use that excuse the next time I get break something. Hey, I just broke something. Can I go to Vegas? I'm not saying. I'm just saying. All right. Give me 5 seconds, boys and girls. I'm going to step away from the phone. Hey, lady, I told you we don't have any more tickets. Stop yelling at me. I don't care if you are stripped down naked. Put your phone back on. We ain't got no tickets. No lap dances. Put your clothes back on. We are out of tickets. I think Clint's crazy neighbors have moved into my neighborhood. I wouldn't swear on it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, people are... What? I am good. What? People are texting me, Greg, be good. How do you know I'm not being good? You don't judge me. Let's see. I got the cell phone, too. Clint may have fallen asleep. Kids are back in school. So we'll have to see what happens. Don't forget, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in to the Greg Scroll Show, do it. Do it. Also, you can join us on Twitter at RingAnnouncer1. Or you can email me, Greg. You can email us at the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. I got so many phone emails and stuff now that I keep wanting to get them, rumble them all together and get them all confused and all that fun stuff. All right. I wanted to touch on this story while we're trying to track down Clint. I've had the pleasure in the past couple of years to do some announcing for some boxing events for some great boxing promotions. Most notably, Good Night Productions and also Joe DiGuardia. Boxing, and over the years, I've had a chance to meet a Native American. He's a professional boxer named the Comanche Boy, George Tadatapa. And George has been doing some great work with the Diabetes Summer Camp. This last year, summer, he served as the Health and Fitness Promotions Coordinator. And basically what they do is they just set up camps to work with kids with diabetes, and just a lot of great work. And, you know, I want to send my props, my thank you out to go out to George for doing stuff like this. I don't think enough people get involved with kids, and especially kids with, you know, like this, doing what they can, working with kids. And I think it's great for George to be doing this, some of this stuff. He's going to be, George, like I said, is an active boxer. So he is going to be back in action October 4th at the Comanche Nation Casino in Lawton, Oklahoma. So I definitely encourage people, if you want to email George, find out some more information, or find out how to get, George is available for speaking engagements for youth, adults, wellness, diabetes prevention, health and fitness, anti-drug, anti-alcohol, suicide prevention. He also does a sports camps. So if you're interested in something like that and just have a really good guy come in and work for you, you can contact Carmen Davis at Lightfoot Entertainment Group at 206-388-3279, or you can email Carmen at Lightfoot.com. Once again, Carmen at Lightfoot.com. And you can also go to George Tadatapa's website, www.ComancheBoy.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at ComancheBoy49. So jump on that, and you know, like I say, really a good guy, and it always makes me feel good when I see, you know, being part Native American myself, it all, you know, always does my heart good when I see people getting out and doing this. So, all right. Still trying to track down Clint. Sean, have you found Clint yet? I think Sean's looking for Clint. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. You can also leave your comments and questions on my Gregory Squirrel. That's my personal Facebook page. And you can also go to the Greg Squirrel Show. We got that Facebook page up and running. And you can leave comments and questions over there. All right. Let's take a look at the headlines. The sports headlines, that is. So, if I'm in Alex Rodriguez's shoes, do you think you should be refusing to turn over evidence if it meant you might get to play again? Well, apparently that's what's happened. Lawyer for Alex Rodriguez has declined Major League Baseball's challenge to make public evidence that led to the 211-game suspension of the Yankee star. I mean, he's been claiming his innocence. So why is it going to hurt for him to see documents? That's exactly what happens. Major League Baseball Executive Vice President Rod Manfred wrote Joseph Tecapina, A-Rod's attorney, urging him to waive his client's confidentiality so the documents could be released. He says the league would disclose all drug tests and all prior violations tried to A-Rod, plus any documents linked to whether A-Rod obstructed MLB's investigation of the Biogenesis Clinic. So, I mean, what are they thinking? Is there really something bad that they're trying to hide, that they don't want these documents released? That's kind of the feeling I'm getting. I mean, it's like I always say, if there's nothing to hide, why won't you let them take a look? Especially if it means you could possibly get to play baseball again. I think that's where a lot of this, everybody was thinking it's so, the suspension was so harsh, 211 games, Well, I don't think it's just for the fact that he was doing it, performance-enhancing drugs, et cetera, et cetera, but the fact that he obstructed their investigation. And so I think that's probably what got him the bigger hand slap more than to actually doing it. So there you go. NASCAR, Stuart Haas Racing has announced that Tony Stewart will not return to driving this season due to his leg injury. So, definitely the big bomb right there. 347-326-9073. If you hear something we talk about you want to comment on, go ahead and call on in here. This is really a sad story right here. And this is Oscar Pistorius. Everybody probably remembers him as the Blade Runner from the Olympics. And, you know, he ran in the Olympics. He actually did halfway decent. But Oscar Pistorius has been indicted. And the murderer of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. So, that's pretty much it. So, kind of sad. Makes you wonder, what the heck? I mean, if you hate the woman, that's one thing, but do you have to kill her? So that's one of them thoughts that make you go, So anyway, real sad. I mean, guy had everything that he could ask for, pretty much, and then he has to go do something stupid, major stupid. So there you go. Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter hits in a simulated game, so you may see Derek back sometime this season. That's good news for you Yankees fans. Got baseball action this afternoon. The Mets beat Minnesota 6-1. And tonight, we got a whole slew of action, starting off St. Louis, Milwaukee, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, Colorado, Philly, Dodgers, Miami, Arizona, Cincinnati, Washington, Cubs, Houston, Texas, Seattle, Oakland, Cleveland, Angels, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Boston, and Frisco. That's your baseball action for tonight. All right. We're also, even though this is more Clint's thing, we are going to attempt to do stupid Facebook, or not stupid Facebook post, but interesting Facebook post. So, there you go. All right, back to the headlines. Let's jump over here. Indianapolis looked good last night. Indianapolis against the Giants looked pretty good. Just kind of looking over stuff. Don't have anything right there on the football headlines. What are you yelling at, Sean? must have missed something. Sean's yelling at somebody to stay off his page. Why? What did I do? All right. All right, let's go over here and check out baseball. Let's see here. Once again, as I mentioned, Derek Jeter hit it in a simulated game. A-Rod hits a homer in a testy win at Fenway Park. Oh, okay. Sean, so you scare me like that, son. I thought you were mad at me or something. I'm like, great, Sean's gone to the dark side. Here we go. guest 21-24 in the guest room. Want to say hello to them. Still trying to track down Clint. I'm out running errands, and he sends me a text message making sure we're having a show today. Really? Wow. LeBron James had a police escort to the Justin Timberlake Jay-Z concert at Sun Life Stadium. Wow. I don't know what to say to that, personally. That just kind of leaves me speechless. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I know he's big and popular and everything, but really? All right. Here's a story coming out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. NCAA is working with Middle Tennessee State to come up with a decision about the eligibility of a freshman attempting to play college football after serving 5 years in the Marines. Steve Rhodes played in a rec league during his military service that could make him ineligible. It was a rec league. Did he get paid? I don't see how that is ineligible. It was a rec league. There is no organization in a rec league. You know, he was serving our country. You know, it's one thing if he was one of these kids that took time off just to chill out a little bit. But no, this guy was putting his life on the line to defend our country. And now they're going to try to prevent him from fulfilling his dreams of playing college football because he played in a stupid rec league. I've played in rec leagues, boys and girls, and there's really no organization to a rec league, and that's what they're trying to claim, is that it was organized ball, and says by NCAA standards, Rose played at the Marine base counted as organized competition because there were game officials, team uniforms, and score was kept. James Rhodes. What's the word they use? In his description of what was going on, he's like, there was no organization to it. This was like intramurals. There were guys out there from 18 to 40. The games were spread out, and they probably played once every 6 weeks. So I'm thinking, come on, guys. Come on. let's be real. And let's let this guy play football. Like I said, you know, the key thing is this guy was out defending our country, serving in the military. He wasn't at home, slacking on the couch, playing Xbox or whatever. He was defending our country. And so I think this guy should be allowed to play football. Matter of fact, we're going to post this on Facebook as our Facebook question. Where'd that story go? Let's see here. Yeah, here we go. The Greg Squirrel Show question of the day. Should James Rhodes be allowed to play football. Please read the story and answer. All right. We just posted that on the Facebook page. We're also going to go, there we go. I want to look at something here real quick. All right. All right. There we go. That's our I put that on my personal Facebook page. I also put it on the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. Should this guy be allowed to play ball? Like I say, he wasn't out playing organized ball. He was defending his country, playing in a stupid rec league. So I can't wait to see some answers. We've already got one answer that says absolutely. Good deal. There we go. So I'm not the only loony bin out here. Okay. College basketball practices are starting early for some teams. We got some preseason tournaments that are getting fired up, so so the basketball hotlines are starting to, especially college-wise, are starting to fire up. I know the Arkansas Lady Razorbacks are overseas right now. They're playing in Italy, and I think they're undefeated. Well, jump over the NASCAR once again. As I mentioned earlier, Tony Stewart will not race for the remainder of this season. Mark Martin, Batesville, Arkansas native, is going to be stepping into the seat for the number 14 car. And a follow-up on a story I talked about last week. Juan Pablo Montoya will not be returning to Ganassi Earnhardt Racing. And he is in touch with Michael Andretti about returning to IndyCar. And I like Juan Pablo, so that kind of disappoints me that they're doing him this way. So, I like Juan Pablo, and so I just hope wish him all the best, and hopefully he will eventually come back to NASCAR. The Solheim Cup was this weekend, and the Americans got beat. Solheim Cup, for you non-golfers out there, Solheim Cup is the equivalent, the women's equivalent to the men's Ryder Cup. So you take the top, I forget how many seats people they actually pick, but they pick some of the top American female golfers and put them up against some of the top European golfers. And, well, as it turned out, America got beat. And I'm sad to hear that. So, that's that. Let's jump over here and see what's good in the UFC news. Bellator, the injury bug, has decided to pay Bellator a visit. Middleweight title challenger Doug Marshall has dropped out of Bellator 98 bout with Alexander Shlemenko, scheduled for September 7th at the Mohegan Sun. Marshall suffered a broken hand in training. Therefore, they have selected Season 8 tournament finalist Brett Cooper to step into this title fight. So it'll be Brett Cooper taking on Alexander Shlemenko at Bellator 98. Let's see. Just kind of looking down the show. Here's a look at the preliminary card and the main card for Bellator 98. Josh Diekman taking on Parker Porter. Glenn Aller taking on Riso DiCillo. Nick Piedmont taking on Matt Bessett. Andrea Calandrelli taking on Ryan Quinn. Dave Vickay taking on Brennan Ward. Jeff Nader taking on Mike Micitelli. And Derek Anderson taking on Patricky Pitbull. Then you move to the main card for Bellator 98. Once again, this is scheduled for September 7th. You will see Jason Butcher taking on Jiva Santana. Brian Rogers taking on Mikhail Parlo. Perry Filkins taking on Jeremy Kimball. Justin Torrey taking on Andreas Spang. Joe Warren taking on Nick Kirk. And Alexander Shlemenko taking on Brett Cooper. So there you go. So that's your big Bellator 98 card. What about Chael Sonnen? Dana White has nixed the Lyoto Machida Nick Diaz fight, calling it a bad idea. Sarah Kaufman has been taken off the UFC Fight Night 27 show. She was slated to fight Sarah McCann, but McCann has had to drop out of the fight due to undisclosed reasons. And nobody is wanting to step up to fight Sarah Kaufman. I mean, can you blame her? She's bad. Sarah Kaufman is bad. And so, and that's the sad case with women's MMA still kind of in its infancy. There's not a whole lot of fighters out there in the women's division. So, unfortunately, once again, Sarah Kaufman is off the Fight Night 27 card. So, but I look forward to seeing Sarah in the cage very soon. Oh, Fight Night 26, which recently took place. So far, the results are good. I've heard a lot of people say, I've been talking to a lot of people about this show, and they said they thought it was a lot better than some of the big pay-per-views that UFC does. So, who knows? Let's jump over here. Let's see here. Where are the results at? All right. They said 1.78 million watched the fight Saturday night. So, you know, that's definitely some big numbers right there. And so, but like I say, you know, there's a lot of people out there that was saying that card was better than a lot of the pay-per-views. So, I don't know if this will force Dana White to kind of step back and maybe reevaluate some things, but you never know. It could, but you never know. Okay. So, let's see here. I'm trying to find the results, but they don't have the results posted. We'll find them. We're still looking for Clint Davis. I've tried texting him. No reply. I've sent him Facebook messages. No reply. Let's see here. I'm still looking around for him. Oh, Clint. Clint Davis, where are you? I'm going to have to get Clint one of those little collars with the little lights on him so when we get to looking for him. All right. Let's go over here. Maybe this guy. That's not what I'm looking for. All right, maybe this will find what I'm looking for. All right, let's just take a look here. Well, no, they're not on here either. But doggone it. Here you go. All right. Well, I can't find the results that I'm wanting, and that kind of pisses me off. Oh, well. We'll get them. We'll have them tomorrow. But what we are going to do, Chael Sonnen, you know, he the man. So we'll pimp him a little bit. What we are going to do, we're going to jump over here and we're going to run down the results for Strike King, the big event, Saturday night at the Muskogee Civic Center. A lot of good fights on this card, ladies and gentlemen. All right. All right, let's go down here. All right. Let me look. Let me look somewhere else real quick. I can't type today. All right, now we're getting somewhere. Would help if I put it in the right box. What are you doing, Sean? Sean, I can't tell what your little dude is doing, okay? All right. All right, we're going to jump back over here. Well, I thought we had the results listed. Crap. All right, we'll have those results tomorrow, too. We can tell you. We can let you in on some of the results. Nathaniel Mangonia of Revolution Dojo out of Houston defeated Jordan Holmes to become the new Strike King middleweight Muay Thai champion. So congratulations to him. Third round knockout. We can also tell you that Levy Cristobal out of Toronto Kickboxing and Muay Thai defeated B.B. Lacid out of Houston and the 4-Ounce Fight Club to become the Strike King's junior flyweight champion. And both of these were good fights. In the women's fight, and this was just my observation. Levy, a little bit longer legs, so that kind of gave her a reach advantage on the kicks, which she did use to her advantage. So once again, congratulations to her. Like Elvis Aris Alvarado won 17 seconds of the first round. Like I say, I don't have all the in-depth details, but we'll definitely have them on here tomorrow, and we will run down all the results from this show. The great crowd. The crowd was really into it, and it was one of those where the crowd just got into it the more the show went along. Strike King did announce their next big event is going to be in October and Kansas City, Missouri is where this show is going to place. So we're excited about that. Saturday, October 5th is the date. You can get your tickets at striking4.eventbrite.com. And so, once again, that's going to be in Kansas City in October. So if you got if you got friends that are fight fans and want to see some good Muay Thai kickboxing action, I know submissions to this, boys and girls. It's either a TKO, KO, or it goes to the judges. And definitely want to join us in October 5th in Kansas City, Missouri. And there's also going to be a Muay Thai tournament that's going to be back in Muskogee, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Striking tournament. Registration is now open for both adults and juniors. So you can go to strikingfight.com and get your information concerning that big card. All right. Very excited, getting ready. We are heading back to Springfield, Missouri, September 21st. With Uncivil War MMA, already starting to get some of the fights signed up. So I know one of the fights, and once again, you know, I'm going to talk about a couple of these fights because they're starting to get brought in to me. Sean, we'll get that here in a second, Sean. Let us talk about this other one real fast. Uncivil War MMA, once again, that's going to be September 21st. And they're already starting to get put out some of the fights. One of the ones I'm excited about seeing is for the 135 pound title, Aaron the Drill Loudermill taking on Isaac Badger. This is the rubber match. This is the third time these guys have fought. Each time had a controversial ending. So, you know, they're going to do it one more time, winner take all, between Aaron Loudermill and Isaac Badger. Another tentative fight that's kind of being popped around is Jason Hansen taking on Mike Breeden in the 155 interim title fight. And the winner of this will take on Matt Rosa at UCW 15. So the winner of this fight between Jason Hansen and Mike Breeden, and like I say, once again, that's tentative, so it could change between now and September 21st. But that's the tentative fight so far. Looks like a lot of titles are going to be on the line. The 125 title, the 170 title, the 185 title, and the 135 women's title looks like it's going to be on the line. So, like I say, they're just now starting to put that card together. So, they'll get that together. And when they do get that together, we will definitely keep the fight fans informed. I hit the wrong button. We also got some information about another card that we want to pass on as soon as I can learn to hit the right buttons. Here we go. All right, Cage of Honor. September 28th. Where am I going to be at that night? Oh, yeah, I'm over there. Okay. I was asked to pass this information along. So, Cage of Honor, September 28th at the Carthage Memorial Hall. So, you can get your tickets for that big event by going to fightofhonor.com. And there's going to be a VIP party. Well, there's going to be a benefit dinner to support Mike Kynes. It's going to start at 5 o'clock. Mike Kynes was recently injured, and so they're having a benefit dinner with all the proceeds to go help his medical expenses. So, you know, I definitely encourage fight fans, if you're up in that part of the state, I'm definitely begging you to go check this out. And donate, help a good cause, if you will. All right. Where'd my thing go? Oh, there it went. Let's see here. We do not have, well, maybe we do have a fight card. Hold on, let me see what we got over here. We got some tentative cards, or we got some tentative fights. And set up for this card. And once again, as always, card subject to change, but we'll go ahead and read down some of the possibilities. RJ Couch versus Aaron Hamilton. Jacob Cushat take on Ethan Endicott. Boyce Bennett taking on Matt Sherman. Jared Reinhart taking on Matt Davis. Mason Reed taking on Louis Schwartz. Troy Wiseman taking on Forrest McDonald. Dylan Bassinger taking on Jesse Moore. Ethan Flinnigan taking on Sean Stryker. Jenry Ferreira taking on Nate Vargas. Chris Pittman taking on Julius White. Britton Carter taking on Corey Lear. Aaron Smith taking on Kevin Peterson. Corey Hines taking on Brian Hill. Clay Jenkins taking on Damian Spillman. Moises Salinas taking on Tim Kivett. TJ Britton taking on Brad Jones. Rocky Kellogg taking on Eric Thornburg. John Hickman taking on Josh Quincy. Women's action, Brandi Smith taking on Michelle Fink. Lily Vickery taking on Tammy Wilson. Trevor Thornton taking on Sean Bales. And Seth Goulet taking on De'Allen Hicks. Also scheduled to make appearances on this card are Andrew Pobleet. I hope I'm announcing that right. And Mike Breeden. Those two fighters also scheduled to make appearances on this show. So once again, that is September 28th, Carthage Memorial Hall. Brought to you by Steel Rooster Restaurant and Salon, Hotwired Auto Sales, Zimmer Radio, and Anderson Auto Glass, and Budweiser, the Great American Lager, sponsoring that big show coming to Carthage. So there we go. Did we get disconnected? Let me go back over here. Oh, hold on. Here we are. Let's see who on the phone line. 918 area code. Who's on the line?
Hey, Greg, it's Sean. What's going on?
Hey, Big Sean. What's going on, Big Daddy?
No, hold out. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. We were just looking at that fight card coming up in Carthage. You're going to be on that show.
That's going to be our next. My next fight before we come down to Fort Smith. Actually, a few of the names that you read off are, you know, a couple of my fighters that's going to be on there as well.
Okay.
The first fight would be RJ Couch, Aaron Hamilton, which Couch is one of ours. He actually won his last fight at Branson. He was the one that had the 33-second chokeout. And then I'll have a couple new guys debuting, Matt Davis versus Jaron Reinhardt. Matt is ours. It'll be his first fight as well. Then Forrest McDonald versus Troy Weisman. Forrest is also one of our new fighters as well. That'd be replacing me in the long run.
Right, right. Yeah, Cage of Honor, they've been around a good, pretty good while. From what I hear, I have not a chance to attend any of their shows, but I heard they put on some great events up there. Why don't you drop us some knowledge on what you have about this promotion and kind of let us know about the other about this promotion.
Well, actually, honestly, Cage of Honor is where I got my start. My first fight was through them. And I lost my first two fights, actually, you know, and the promoter could have easily told me, get bent, you know, you're not worth it. But he stuck behind me. We became, you know, pretty decent friends. We talked to each other on a daily basis and everything. But, yeah, he's real good with the fighters. He works with everybody. You know, it's a good all-around show, especially for people wanting to get their start. We continuously have new fighters, you know, on the show. Each time we come around, we're getting more and more new people. I probably, as far as in my division, the heavyweight, I'm probably the longest running heavyweight that's been there. And this is actually the show that I have the super heavyweight title for.
Cool. All right. So once again, that's going to be coming up here in September. Let's see here. September, I believe that was 21st.
No. September 28th.
28th. Yeah, September 28th. We're going to be plugging that event, helping the folks out up there, and hopefully help fill that venue up and get a good loud rowdy crowd and get up there and support some of these fighters heading up there to Carthage, Missouri. Who is the owner? Who's the promoter up there?
Aaron Boswell.
That's who I was thinking it was, but I couldn't remember for sure. It's been a while since me and Aaron has talked. Aaron's always seemed to be a great guy whenever we have talked. So I'm willing to do anything and everything I can to help support his show, because that's what we're about here at the Greg Squirrel Show. We play no favorites. We're just out to promote and support good local MMA. So.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a growing deal. We actually, you know, scheduled 24 fights on this card. And, you know, it could drop down, you know, maybe 2-3 fights by then. So.
All right, Sean. Any shout-outs or anybody you want to say hello to while we got you on the line?
Yeah, I guess shout-outs, you know, to my my sponsors, Trench Brothers, Thunder Lake Motorcycles, both here in Grove. You know, of course, without the support of my family, none of this would be possible. And,
right.
You know, everybody stands in and supports, you know, MMA. You know, without this is, you know, without them, it's not possible to be done or the sport to continue to grow.
Oh, exactly. Well, all right, Sean. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, kind of giving us a little bit of 411 on this upcoming event. And, you know, you're welcome to call in anytime you have an event coming up that you're going to be fighting on or helping promote or anything. Just feel free to call in anytime.
Well, the next one after this one will be XFI down here on October 22nd, Fort Smith. That'll be
right.
Our next dance. So,
all right, brother. Well, Sean Bells, we appreciate you calling in and wish you the best of luck on your upcoming fights, and I look forward to meeting you soon.
All right, thanks.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Sean Bells right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. He's got that big event coming up, Carthage, Missouri, September 28th. Then he's going to be making his Arkansas debut. Well, I won't say his Arkansas debut, but I know his XFI debut, as he's going to be coming down to Fort Smith, Extreme Night of Champions for Extreme Fighting, Inc. So, you know, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, get out, support these guys, and because you never know, one of these guys may catch on fire, and you may eventually see him on pay-per-view someday. All right. 347-326-9073. Sean wanted me to remind everybody that title fight for the Cage of Honor Heavyweight Championship. So definitely get out there, support Sean, good guy, and let's help him bring that belt home. All right, where are we going to? We're going right over here. It's birthday time, boys and girls. I don't have my birthday music queued up today, so you're just going to have to deal with me. Penny Belt, happy birthday from the Greg Squirrel Show. Also, we want to say happy birthday to Jody Kosterlitz. Happy birthday to her. As I mentioned it earlier, we also want to say happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Michael Murders. Happy birthday to the man. And we also want to say a big happy birthday to a good friend of mine, Alan Cox. A big happy birthday to him from the Greg Squirrel Show. So, there we go. We're going to bop them on the we're going to send them some happy birthdays right here. No, we don't want to do that. Facebook's fun. Have you ever noticed that? All right. All right. All right, we're getting our birthday wishes sent out. And then we're going to post them. We want to make sure we post them over here on the Greg Squirrel page for the Greg Squirrel Show, because we like keeping everybody in touch. All right. Let's see here. All right, there we go. Now we got all that taken care of. 347-326-9073. Call on in here if there's something you want to talk about. You got a question or comment about something I've talked about today. We will be glad to get it on the air. All right. Tell you what we are going to do. We're going to jump right over here. Even though he's not here to go over them with me, we're going to talk about our football predictions. All right, so here we go. Football predictions. We had our first full week of NFL preseason football, and if I remember correct, just about every team was in action. So here we go. Tennessee versus Cincinnati. I had the Bengals. Clint picked Cincinnati. Or no, I picked the Bengals. Clint picked Tennessee. Tennessee beat Cincinnati. Denver and Seattle. I had Seattle. Clint picked Denver. Let me go over here while we're doing this. We'll go ahead and give the scores while we're thinking about it. All right, here we go. All right, where'd they go? Oh, there they are. All right, here we go. All right, like I say, Tennessee versus Cincinnati. I had Cincinnati. Clint picked Tennessee. Your final score, Cincinnati 27, Tennessee 19. Second game, Denver and Seattle. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I had Seattle. Clint picked Denver. Your final score was Seattle 40, Denver 10. So I got that one. Second game on our list was Oakland versus New Orleans. I picked New Orleans. Pent clicked Raider Nation. Final score, New Orleans 28, Oakland 20. So that goes to me. Tampa Bay and New England. Me and Clint both picked New England. New England beat Tampa Bay 25-21. So there was a tie. San Francisco, Kansas City. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. San Francisco, Kansas City. I picked Kansas City. Clint picked Frisco. 15-13. Clint picked the winner. Dallas and Arizona. I picked Dallas. Clint picked the Cards. Final score, Arizona 12, Dallas 7. So there's that one. All right. Next game, Philadelphia against Carolina. I picked Philly. For some reason, Clint picked Carolina. Final score, Philadelphia 14, Carolina 9. So that's another one for the G-Man. In Sunday night football action, you had Atlanta. Or no, that wasn't Sunday night. No, that was Sunday action. Atlanta against Baltimore. I picked Baltimore. Clint picked the Falcons. Final score, Baltimore 27, Atlanta 23. Detroit versus Cleveland. Both of us have no faith in Detroit, so me and Clint both picked Cleveland. Cleveland won 24-6. Chicago against San Diego. Neither one of us had faith in San Diego. Me and Clint both picked Chicago. 33-28, Chicago. So that was a tie. Minnesota and Buffalo. Me and Clint both picked Minnesota. Buffalo 20, Minnesota 16. So we had a tie. Which actually counts as a, I don't know how that counts, since we both, we both picked the losing team. Jacksonville and the Jets. I picked Jacksonville. Clint picked the Jets. Your final score was Jets 37, Jacksonville 13. So that's one for Clint. Miami and Houston. I picked the Texans. Clint picked the Dolphins. Final score, Houston 24, Miami 17. Green Bay and St. Louis. We both picked Green Bay. Green Bay 19, St. Louis 7. And in the Sunday night action, we had Indy against the Giants. We both picked the Giants. Final score, 20-12. So there you go. So the count, and don't forget Monday night action. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Washington Redskins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Our final tally for this week is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. So your count looks like this. Greg 6, Clint 3 with 6 ties. For the season, I have 7 correct picks. Clint has 8 correct picks with 9 ties. So there we go, boys and girls. That's your NFL picks. And, of course, we will talk about tomorrow's big pick, Monday night action. And we will go down and look these over. And after next week's game, we will give you a running tally of the season. How many number of games compared to how many correct picks, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Still no sign of Clint Davis. I'm starting to wonder. Also, I want to say hello to some people out there. I want to say hello to Rhonda and the crew at Fayetteville Nutrition Center. They have recently gotten in contact with me, and so I have been visiting with them. And kind of goes about a look at it. They got some great stuff. It's actually a pretty good deal, and I like it. You can go over there to Fayetteville Nutrition Center. It's over off Joyce Boulevard, back behind Mason's Leather Boutique. And for $8, which is not a bad deal, you get a smoothie. I've been getting the Reese's Peanut Butter Smoothie. I'm a big fan of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So you get a Reese's Peanut Butter Smoothie, a glass of tea, and aloe. And if anybody knows any of the medical stuff, the aloe kind of helps. Like, I suffer real bad from heartburn anytime I eat really spicy foods. Well, the aloe helps with acid reflux, all that stuff. Kind of keeps your belly calm down so you can enjoy some of the spicy foods that you may have not been able to eat for a while. So, if you're in the Northwest Arkansas area and you're in the Fayetteville area, definitely go over and check out Fayetteville Nutrition Center and have them hook you up with one of the $8 specials. Like I say, you get a smoothie or a shake with, like I've been getting, the Reese's Peanut Butter Shake with the peach tea. And it's actually real good, and I've never been a fan of peach tea. But I went in there, said, okay, we're going to step out of my box. We're going to try something a little bit different. And so I tried the peach tea, and it's actually been real good. And then, of course, the little shot glass full of aloe to help my insides. So, once again, good stuff right there. So, if you want to find out more about it, you can get a hold of Fayetteville Nutrition. And the address is 1364 East Augustine Lane. And right, that, once again, that's over off of Joyce Boulevard. Their hours are 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you can contact them at 479-443-2266. So get over there and check them out. Rhonda and the crew, they are just totally awesome. And I'm anxious to see what they can do, you know, see if they can help get some of the weight off this fat boy. Because trust me, boys and girls, you know, I mean, I'm not the Goodyear blimp or anything, but it wouldn't be a far stretch. So there you go. Once again, let's kind of run down the schedule, the fight schedule that I have. You know, we pass along anything and everything. So if there's any MMA or boxing promoters in there that would like to have us promote your event, all you got to do is give us a big send us an email or send us a text message with your fight information, and we will be glad to pick it on. So here we go. Let's see here. September 7th, High Foot Combat Sports. So far, we're still tentative to be at that event. And then September 21st, Uncivil War MMA at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri. October 5th, Kansas City, Missouri. We are still waiting on verification of that venue, but it is a go. We're just waiting to get all the final paperwork signed to pass that event on. November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is the Muay Thai, Strike King Muay Thai Tournament. That's back in Muskogee. And then November 23rd, Uncivil War MMA. And so far, that's the fight schedule for the rest of this year. Hopefully, we'll be getting a whole bunch more events and stuff booked on that schedule. And when we do, we will pass the 411 on to you. 347-326-9073 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, boys and girls, we're going to go ahead. September 28th. I said September 28th. Did I not? Yeah. Oh, that's your show. My bad. I'm sorry. September 28th, Cage of Honor. I had to look at sorry about that, Sean. I had to look at my second schedule. September 28th, Cage of Honor, Carthage, Missouri. So make sure you get up there. Check that fight out. It's good stuff. All right, we are going to get out of town. I hope everybody has a great Monday night. Don't forget Monday Night Football. You will have Pittsburgh and Washington. So everybody have fun. Be safe. We will be right back here tomorrow. So call your buddies and tell your friends to join us every Monday through Friday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Everybody have fun. We will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Really good.